It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Talk some Jets coming up in a couple of minutes, but you know, we had a caller call up and said that he went to the Villages down in Florida to hook up and walked out of there with an STD. And then we had another guy call up and said that if you go to the Villages and you meet somebody there, you have to have a bucket of hot water to have the crabs jump into it, the pubic lice crabs jump into it, not like a soft shell or blue claw crab we're talking about. And the Villages were getting pounded a little bit, you know, no pun intended. And Paul, who ironically is calling from Sayville.
I mean, just so you know, we've all heard stories about this.
Yeah, the loofahs and the swingers and the whole thing.
Pound town and the whole thing.
Yeah, pound town down there. Sure, so Paul from Sayville says he lives in the Villages and he would like to set a couple of things straight. So, Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Joe? How you doing, Boomer?
All righty there, Paul. What's happening?
No, the last time I saw you, Gio, was 2023 at the Christmas party at the Portly. And you know, I'm a friend of Sal Graziano's and a friend of Ian's. And a friend, you know, I met you a couple times.
Awesome,
and
Paul.
On January 26, 2024, I moved down to the Villages.
All right, awesome, Paul. That's great. And those are friends of mine. So what's going on down in the Villages?
I'm going to set it straight. Look. There was no STD craze going down over here. It's not. It's a great place to live. Because I'm a resident, there's over 50 golf courses. We can play golf for free every day of my life. If you guys want to come down, I have a brand new 3-bedroom house. You guys can come down and play golf anytime you want. And let me tell you something. The reason why people put these loofahs on their golf carts, because most of the people are old and senile and they can't find their golf cart.
That's what people are saying about it. So just because you're not experiencing this STD swinging sex fest down there doesn't mean that it doesn't exist somewhere, Paul, right?
Hey, listen to me. I've been here for over a year, about a year and a half now. I've had a number of girlfriends, and not one of them has been dirty.
Okay, so good.
I'm going to tell you.
Good. All right,
and you're not dirty either, so that's good.
There you go.
All right, Paul. So you're living the life down there as a single guy. You're just down there and you're banging your neighbors.
I wouldn't go that far, all right? don't give away the secrets, all right?
Well, Paul, if you're back up here, I'm sure you'll find me somewhere again and say hello.
I just talked this out with Ian the other day. I would love to come back to you guys. So
awesome, Paul. Well, we'll come back clean, will you?
Always.
All right, see you, Paul. Thanks, man. Yeah, so there you great. Go. I mean, I don't know what to believe now. I mean, the whole loofah thing, you're telling me that people, like, they put the loofahs on their golf carts because they don't know where they are? I mean, you can use an Apple AirTag for that, can't you? I guess if they're old people,
maybe
they're
not. I guess you could hang something else. This is my golf cart. Put your name on it or something.
Yeah, I tend to believe it's somewhere in the middle. I don't think it's as tame as Paul's talking about. I don't think it's as crazy as some of these other people are talking about. I think there's probably a faction in there, just like anywhere else.
I mean,
for God's sakes, there's 50 golf courses.
What would you say? A couple hundred thousand people live in the Villages?
There has to be.
Right.
Because, I mean, if there's 50 golf courses. He said 50 golf
right,
courses.
I would say that there were probably a number of widows who live there, a number of divorcees who live there.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, get it in as much as they can before it's over. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. But, I mean, and that's why you would imagine.
I'm sure they have plenty of, things to do and to places to go to meet people.
Oh, yeah, of course. But speed dating and things like that. If you are someone who's a single old person looking to hook up, it sounds like a tremendous place to be.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
Okay.
One more.
All right, one more. That's
one more.
Fine. Yeah, sure.
One more. I feel like I'm at the Portly again. One more. All right, fine. One more.
It's only 10:30. Don't worry about it.
Dan in New Hyde Park. What's going on, Dan?
Boomer, Gio, thanks for taking my call. My in-laws live in the Villages, and the STD thing is blown way out of proportion. But My in-laws are definitely swingers. They actually started the Bartlett Lane swinger group.
Wait, the what swinger group?
They live on Bartlett Lane in the Villages, and they started the Bartlett Lane swingers.
Is this like a known thing? Like they're not trying to hide it. They've got T-shirts. They've got an Instagram account. Is it like that?
It's a little bit hidden, but I blow it up. I made T-shirts. I made everything. They always get mad at me. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I blow
it's
it up.
Parents,
like crazy.
I mean, for God's sake. Hold on, your wife thinks you're crazy. How do you feel about her parents?
I think it's hilarious. But the STD, that is blown out of proportion. The Villages is pretty cool. I mean, there's stuff to do from when the sun comes up till the sun goes down. But there is some seedy things that go on there, to say the least. That's for sure.
So how does it come up that your in-laws are swingers now? Did they sit you guys down and tell you this? Did they tell you their your wife about it? Like, how does it even become out in the open in the family?
Fantastic question. So when I met my wife and she wanted to introduce me to her parents, we flew to the Villages. So prior to going, I did all sorts of research. I had never heard of the Villages. And that's when I saw all this info about swinging, things of that nature. So when we got there, they have these things they call driveway parties. They have driveway parties all the time, and all the neighbors come. And just like you guys were talking about, everybody that comes to the driveway party has a different color loofah on their golf cart. Mm. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So nobody would open their mouth. So I started doing some research. And that's when I saw that the color loofahs mean different things. Like, say, for argument's sake, yellow means that you're, like, kind of into swinging. Like, red could mean that, like, you're fully into it. So then I just kept pressuring my in-laws for some info. And things came out slowly in drips and grabs. And so once I heard that, I just grabbed a hold of it and went crazy. So
what color loofah do your in-laws have on their golf cart?
They don't have any loofah on their golf cart because they actually started the group. So I think people just universally know who they are and what they stand for.
Is your wife going to kill you for making this phone call and saying the Bartlett Lane swingers and all of this stuff? Are you going to be in trouble?
I can tell you this, my wife knows me, so she'll probably get a laugh of it, about it. She'll look at me and start cracking up. And Gio, we have a mutual friend. I'm very good friends with Darren Meenan from the Seven Line.
Oh, of course,
we grew up together.
Yeah, we all love Darren. No one loved Darren.
Well, when I was going to the Villages a few months ago, I was on the same plane with Darren and Kelly and their daughter. They were going to Disney World. And we had this whole conversation on the plane as well about what goes on at the Villages.
You love this. I
eat it up. Can I say one other thing?
Sure, man. Now's the time to do it.
This harkens back to the Mike Francesa show. I think the Knicks made a bad decision with their hire of the head coach. I think they should have went with Jason Giambi.
Dan, good stuff, man. Yes. Great phone call. My goodness. Yeah,
in-laws are swingers.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, if you are...
I looked up Bartlett Lane. Bartlett Lane.
Yeah, that's right. I couldn't, yeah. I didn't find anything on Bartlett Lane swingers. No. But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing to think about if those are your parents. I mean, I guess I can give credit to the swingers to a certain degree that they trust one another enough to be able to engage in sexual activity with other couples and then still not have jealousy and go along with their own lives. But it seems so impossible to me. Like, it really does. Just from a standpoint of, like, I mean, human nature and, like, oh, you know, well, you know, I mean, Susan was, you know, really special. You know, there's Susan at the tennis court. You want to go over there and see her again? You know?
Yeah, I would think that you would have to have a very, very close understanding of each other.
Yeah. You have to have a lot of rules. Don't break the rules.
Whatever the rules may be, if there are rules.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Frank.
Oh, Frank again, huh? God. This guy. We're never have Frank and Susan never again.
Right. I'm sure there's some of this that goes on. I just think a lot of it does get blown out of proportion when it comes to the villages.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
I mean, you know, it's like myth. I mean, I'm sure there's some truth to it, but then all of a sudden it gets blown out of proportion.
Yeah, of course. And I like just like we had the one guy call up. And by the way, I got a picture of that man. If you wanted to see what the caller Paul from the villages looks like, there he is with his three dogs and his Raiders hat and sweatshirt. That was the guy.
All right.
He said, you know, he was originally from Sayville. Looks like a guy who probably has some older girlfriends down there. You know, still in shape. The whole thing, but yeah, it's just. You probably have a faction of the craziness, and then you have a lot of normal people down there that are just living their lives and, you know, playing golf and hanging out and enjoying their pool and everything else. I mean, but that, like, if you think about it, if you're like a younger, older couple, meaning that, you know, you're just freshly retired.
55 to 65?
You're somewhere in there, you know. You worked your whole life, and now it's your time to let loose and party, and you're like, but I'm too old. It feels like you go to the villages where you got all the same age, like-minded people, and you all just start...
They were banging each other all over the place.
Yeah. Took the words right out of my mouth. It sounds great. Jesus. Driveway party.
Oh, yeah. Driveway parties.
A little driveway party. You know, let's play a round of golf. You know, have sex with your friend's wife. Go to bed, wake up, have a bacon, egg, and cheese. I mean, it could be worse retirement lives, right?
Yeah, I would think this is why a lot of people are moving there.
I mean, it does. So if there are 50 golf courses there, how big is this place?
That's what I'm saying. It is huge.
So because there's so many people that live there, it has to be just like a microcosm
and
of society.
Sure, and I'm sure it is continued to grow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially with all the, you know, yeah, there we go. The village is active retirement. Living.
Active retirement. There you go.
Yeah.
Population, 82,000.
82,000 people living there. My goodness. I mean, that's like a.
It's a very affordable place to live. That's the point.
Okay. It does have its own Wikipedia page here. I wonder if they have like.
You buy a nice house for $324,000.
Oh, bingo bango. Love that.
Yep. There's a couple for sale, a couple of lakes in there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find like. So going through the Wikipedia page, I'm trying to find like, you know, rumors or gossip. Sometimes they'll put something like that down there. Controversy. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Criticism. The effort to present a fanciful past for the villages through fictionalized plaques and building details. No, that's not it either. Yeah, I mean, they don't really put anything in the Wikipedia page about the swinging or the STDs. Or
no,
anything
I don't.
Like that.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes I like to debunk these things as well, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Well, why would you want to debunk something that seems to
draw more people there?
Yeah, get people.
Well, STDs is not a thing that draws people in.
Well, I mean, not that, but it does create some titillation.
Just adds to the intrigue of it.
Yeah, and again, like I said, the myth.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like that.
And if people then go there because of that, then it becomes reality. Because they will attract all these swingers.
They got the whole group of baton twirlers, this group of women, the baton twirlers that are a big deal. I bet you those baton twirlers are doing more than twirling batons.
In notable people, you see who's in there?
No, I missed that.
Ray Knight.
Ray Knight lives down there? Didn't Ray Knight beat his neighbor up?
Ray Knight. At the villages?
Remember, Ray Knight. Google Ray Knight neighbor.
I'm pretty sure. Eric Davis.
I know, but I'm pretty sure that he beat up his neighbor, Ray Knight. Ray Knight neighbor. Am I just making that up? Yeah, here we go. Ray Knight charged with assault and battery against 33-year-old. Yeah.
And is he still with Nancy Lopez?
She's also on the list of notable people for the villages.
Maybe you.
Yeah.
Man, I am sharp today. Let me tell you something. I got all this. My brain is emptying out all these facts.
Yes.
This is Ray Knight. This is back in 2017. Ray Knight says the truth will come out in court. I feel like I'll be exonerated, Knight said.
Ray Knight and Nancy Lopez are no longer together.
But they both still live in that area, so maybe they still could get together.
I think it was probably the swinging that drove the wedge between Ray Knight and Nancy Lopez.
Chargers were dropped against Nationals broadcaster Ray Knight.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So I guess that was in the Villages, huh? Where that whole thing happened?
I don't know if that was in the Villages.
It says the guy was 33, so he wouldn't be able to live there.
Unless he was, I don't know, maybe he's a landscaper or something.
Maybe he lives in the Villages now. He wasn't living in the Villages then because he was doing the baseball game. Is he calling games still for them, Fleegs? No, right?
Maybe, I have to look that up. I don't know.
Yeah. But maybe that's what happened. And this whole thing happening is like, you know what? Let me get out of here. Let me go down to the Villages, get myself a loofah and a new girlfriend. That's probably what he was thinking. Because his name pops up in the news for something like this. You just want to get away. You know?
Right.
You want to move to Vancouver or something.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey, Jerry.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
You ever hear of these rumors about the Villages at the STDs and the swinging? Yeah. Palm Beach Post, it was so prevalent. The Palm Beach Post, a legitimate newspaper down there, did a whole article on what the loofahs mean. Like, for example, Fleegs. Yeah, they put different colored loofahs on their golf carts that would signify what type of sexual preferences they're into. And I guess purple, Fleegs, you told me, was just someone who's a voyeur.
Yeah, purple just means you like to watch.
Yeah, just hanging around. I'll just watch. I'm not going to get involved. Let's go to Bill, who's down in the Villages. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, how you guys doing today? All right?
Yeah, great, Bill.
All right. Let me set you straight on a couple of things. I've been down here for 4 years. I used to live in Lindenhurst. Let me set you straight. Number one, if you Google, the Villages has the lower STD rates than most places in the state of Florida.
Okay.
That's number one.
All right, good.
Number two, people do not put loofahs on their golf carts. They put them on their cars.
Oh, the cars,
because
okay.
They cornered the market down here on white SUVs. And again, since this is a real older community at times, people can't remember where the hell they park their cars. There's plenty of times I go in the parking lot and I'm going to my car and these people are just walking around looking for their cars.
I mean, don't they have a key that could...
I've done that. I understand that, Boomer. Yeah. I've done that where I've forgotten to park. I've been to... in Orlando International Airport one day and forgot what level I parked my car on and then, did that and then I found out where the car was. But the point is that half this stuff that you read, even in the articles, is all made up.
But, I mean, so I'm looking at this right now. This is from the Palm Beach Post.
Yeah, Palm Beach. Palm Beach is like 250 miles away from here.
But someone's got to, we got cars and planes and stuff. Reporters can go down there and check it out, you know?
No, I understand that, but I'm just telling you what it really is, being here for 4 years and knowing people who have lived here for 20. Listen, am I saying that people don't have fun down here, quote unquote?
Why would you move there so you can have fun and live a good life and live a very vibrant life? I mean, do you have a loofah that hangs off of your white car?
No. My wife would never put anything like that on her car, on our car. So, and they're not even on most of the cars. It's on very few cars. See, people make it sound like it's on every car, every golf cart. It's not even on probably a quarter of the cars down here.
Now, do you guys have a golf cart?
Yeah, I'm in it right now, to be honest with you, because I just had to go to the doctor, and it's easier to get around on the golf cart than drive a car.
Wow, so you got a doctor right there in the Villages, too? You don't have to leave the facility?
Oh, yeah, there's a giant hospital. There's 8 doctor centers throughout the Villages.
Yeah,
I mean, and then there's 2 specialty care centers that are here, too.
Beats Lindenhurst, right?
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, well, now, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of great years in Lindenhurst.
Yeah.
I loved Lindenhurst.
But you say like a quarter of the people down there, if there's 82,000 residents in the Villages, a quarter of them, that's thousands of people that have these.
Oh, no, I'm not. It may not even be a quarter. Yeah. I don't go around looking, counting how many cars and then, doing the division. But it's not as many as people make it out to be. Some people like to have fun with it. And, I'm not here to praise the Villages. It's got its issues, too. But it's a decent place to live. like he said, you can play golf for nothing for the rest of your life.
I mean, it's very affordable, and it's a very nice place to live. You got nice weather for the most part. So if Gio gave you the colors of these loofahs that we see, would you know what color means what?
No, I don't pay attention to any of that crap.
Okay. No. All right. I mean,
I'll be honest with you, because I'm not worth, number one, I'm not looking to hook up with anybody, and number two, I don't really care.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, so, we had a guy down there call up. He was all into hooking up with his neighbors. We got another guy here, Bill.
Yeah, not interested.
It's just, this is what you get. You get a cross section of everybody down there. 82,000 people, microcosm of what is the population here.
It's like the conversation that we had yesterday about Superman.
Yeah.
And some people loved it and some people hated it.
Right, of course. So it says here, white loofah, novice and beginners, purple voyeur who likes to watch.
And you're watching this happen?
I am.
So I am. Al's a purple guy.
Pink is soft swap. People like to do it with others in the room. That's a soft swap. Blue, lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others. Yellow, mid-level swap. For those who want to have fun but are still nervous, yellow, black, full swap.
Plowed his wife.
Those who say, what the hell, let it all go down. And the teal loofah is the bisexual loofah for those that want to increase their dating chances. So there you go. Those are the loofah guides for anybody that goes down there. And apparently not as many STDs as rumored.
Right.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah,
that's good.
Jesus. Okay. Oh, Jerry, how's the sports world coming? What's that?
You only got 10 months of that left.
Yeah, no, I listen, I think about it all the time.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I think I might have told this story, but when we were in Montauk for our anniversary and I was waiting for Gina to get ready and I was sitting on like the little couch that was in the room, I just started laughing at myself. And she goes, what are you laughing at? I was like, I was thinking about Eddie's drop the other day and when he hit it, or whatever it was. But it's just like, I think about it all the time. You know, when I'm sitting there with alone with my own thoughts.
I know.
Think about you saying right in the ass or him screaming I'm a Republican or all these things. You know, that's what I think about. It's great.
I know.
All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. This is nice for the Met fan from last night.
Always had the home runs, but he's hitting 280 this year. And he's showing off that home run power here. It is gone. Pete Alonso goes the other way. A three-run shot to break it open.
And that was courtesy of Fox Sports, the Alonso home run. Yeah, they had a 6-0 lead in this game. He made it, I think, 5-0 at the time. But it was 6-6 late. They would go to the first ever swing off. I mean, this sounds like this whole thing. Alonso the other way. We've got a swing off. What the hell's going on here? What color loofahs were we using for these two clips?
Swing off is perfect.
I mean, good Lord.
Driveway party, swing off.
Jeez.
Going the other way.
Here was Aranda who came up short.
Aranda. Slices a fly ball to left center field, headed towards the wall, but short, and the National League wins it in the first swing off.
Yeah, I'm perfect timing. So, yeah, 6-6 was the game. The swing-off goes by way of the NL. That was Fox Sports again. Some local flair in this game. David Peterson pitched an inning. So, how was the night?
It was awesome. Be out there and compete and get Lindor a ground ball and finish the inning with an assist to Pete. So, it was a great experience. Very honored to be a part of this and had a lot of fun these last couple days.
And he mentions the ground ball to Lindor. Here was Lindor talking about the Alonso home run.
I'm happy. I'm happy for him. It was fun to watch. He's one of the best power hitters in the game. You know, he mishit that ball out of here. And it's cool to watch it. I'm glad he's my teammate. I'm glad I get to share the field with him.
Last hour, I talked about the man bag. So this is where I saw it. This was courtesy of John Boy. This was Alonso discussing it.
The bag's bold.
Yeah, Frere LaPage. Frere was founded in like the 1700s, and it was like a leather company that the king bought all like leather stuff for, like, whether it be holsters for pistols and sheaths. So like, yeah, like an absolutely iconic leather company, a Parisian leather company.
There you go,
a Parisian leather company.
that the king
used
to have his sheaths.
he knew a lot about it.
What was the name of it again? I want to look it up.
The bag's bold.
Prayer LaPage. I thought it started with an F. Maybe not. I think it was Fair LaPage.
LaPage.
The bag's bold. Fair LaPage.
Fair LaPage.
Yeah,
with an F, I believe. Yes.
Okay.
So you have that. In terms of the Yankees, here was Carlos Rodon.
First one. It was fun. Just trying to enjoy the show. Go out there, attack the zone, and let them hit it. So worked out well.
By the way, speaking of the red carpet with Alonzo, I know Livy Dunn gets, and rightly so, gets a lot of the
attention.
People excited. This Hannah O'Hearn.
Oh yes, yep. Oof. We were on it already.
You talked about her.
No. I mean.
Yeah, gorgeous.
In the break.
Nice. And just because I guess she's not an influencer, maybe no one
knows about her. Only 7,000 Instagram followers.
Is that true?
Yeah, she's going to get more now.
I would certainly think so. Here was Aaron Judge. So Joe Torre was on the bench in the dugout with Aaron Boone. Did make a pitching change at one point. Here was Judge with Torre around.
Pretty cool just to hear him, see him talk. You know, you can hear a pin drop when someone like that speaks, man. He's one of the legends of this game. You know, talking about just as a player, but then as a manager, what he did in this game, just having him around, it takes me back to the early 2000s, that's for sure.
Understandably so. And then in terms of the game and the broadcast, and if you were there, they recreated the Henry Aaron 715th home run.
Here's the pitch by Downing.
And so you had the historic call. It was 51 years since that home run was hit. It was a very cool scene the way they did it. Put it on the field. They had the fireworks replicating the ball going out to left. So it was kind of neat. And that was it. There's your All-Star game. The Jets did sign Sauce Gardner to a four-year extension, $120 million. The Chiefs and guard Trey Smith, 4 years, $94 million. I mentioned last hour this whole Angel Reese RG3 debate.
Yeah.
So this has been going on apparently for a while. Had something to do with her and his wife. And okay, so
it all started around Angel Reese hating Caitlin Clark.
Yes, but then
and Robert Griffin III basically stating that claim that one of Angel Reese's inner circle people had told him that Angel hates Caitlin Clark.
So there's some moron out there that posted a picture of a monkey in an Angel Reese uniform. RG3 quote tweeted the photo and wrote, "All right, this has got to stop. There is no place for racism in the world. Whether you like a player or not, Angel Reese should never be called or depicted as a monkey." He goes on and on and on about how awful this is. And so Shaq jumps into the mix on his podcast.
RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl Angel Reese. I'm punching your face. Okay? It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro. You got your job, you got your podcast, leave my Angel Reese alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. But stop it. That's the last time. Okay? Thank you.
Cheryl Swoops jumped into it, basically saying, and this goes to why probably Shaq said what he said, she's mad because RG3 is the one that magnified it as opposed to letting it just die very quickly.
I only saw that image when he posted it.
I didn't see it
anywhere else.
I think at the point that image was not really, hadn't gone viral, was on a small account, had a limited amount of viewership on it, and he now elevates it, gets several million impressions on his tweet.
So to say, you know, it's racist and we shouldn't do it and racism doesn't work, why are you sharing it?
And so that was on the Gilbert Arenas podcast.
Yeah, I agree with that take.
Yes.
And that's one of the first things I thought of, is it was probably coming from an account of just one of these trolls.
Nobody.
And nobody would know about it. It wouldn't even be a conversation piece or anything. But he highlighted it, and that's probably exactly what that person was looking for.
A lot of what he wrote was good. The problem is he posted the photo, which made it even worse. So you have that, and then Shaq basically called him a nobody, and that was that. What's that?
Heavy stuff here.
I know.
My goodness.
Well, this is what we're dealing with. I'm sorry. I don't have STD clips.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
There's still time.
This is pretty much what I got. And then I give you one from Terry McLaurin. Obviously, he wants a new deal. We know about Garrett Wilson getting his a couple of days ago. He was asked point blank if he's thought about playing elsewhere if he doesn't get a new contract.
I haven't thought that far yet to really, see what's next in the standpoint of leaving or not, because I want to be here. I want to make that abundantly clear. Like, I really appreciate this fan base, this city. This place has become my home.
But we will see when
I'll say one
and
thing,
if that
he's saying all the right things.
He is. Very 100%. Much so. And he looks the part, too. Like, he looks disappointed and also looks like he wants to be a commander. And
problem with him, he's
anywhere.
29 years of age.
That's too old?
It's not that it's too old, but, Garrett Wilson's 24 years of age. And as Ocho Cinco was saying yesterday, he's going to go back, assuming that Garrett Wilson lives up to the expectations of the contract, he's going to get another contract.
Understood, and he'll knock it out of the park. Shouldn't this be the one that Terry McLaurin knocks out of the park?
You would think so. And I'm just looking at his contract right now. They have to put a portion of that guaranteed money into an escrow account, but anything guaranteed after the years, the practical guarantees, then has to go into escrows. And, and then they got to put it away in escrows. And then whatever's left over as guaranteed money then goes into escrow.
All right, we got it, Eddie. Thank you. Thank you very much. His career earnings are $56 million for Terry McLaurin.
10 months, but we're 10 months.
Yes, I know. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
$56 million. So he wants to get north of $30 million per year.
And understandably so, like these other guys.
The question is the length of the contract and the amount of guaranteed money. So.
Syphilis.
Herpes. Gonorrhea.
I guess we're not allowed to talk about sports today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There you go.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Fleegs informs me that this is just a coincidence, but the name of this song is called People Watching. It just popped up on the playlist here as Al is out. Did I hear that Jerry said that Al chose his vacation spot based on what he asked Grok to tell him? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
So he had AI tell him where to go on vacation.
Yeah, his parameters were weather.
Yeah.
Direct flight from Newark.
Okay.
And a few other things.
But, like, it has to be far away west? Did he say west?
No, he did not. But he, but weather was a thing, although it was a little hot there.
Yeah, he didn't want to go somewhere that was hot as balls like it's going to be today with the humidity. He was trying to get away from that.
Was Correct. There any update on how his vacation is going?
Well, Jerry was sort of aware of what's going on.
Yeah, I guess yesterday was a very rainy day, so we went to a bookstore and bought some books that we were talking about.
Okay.
It was Fat Girls Hiking and Pooping in the Park were the two books that he picked up. So it doesn't, Who Pooped in the Park? That's what he put out there. Which I think is probably, a very informative book, because if you're someone like Eddie Scazzeri, who is out there hiking in a national park, and you see some droppings of a particular animal, you
scat.
See some scat. You're like, hey, that's some grizzly scat. I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Have you ever pooped in the park, Eddie?
Well, does a porta potty count or not?
No. I mean, we're talking about you had to do it animalistic
and bury it. No.
So they just put up Who Pooped in the Park on CBS Sports Network. Would they put up the Fat Girls Hiking one? That's really, I think Steven's probably nervous about putting up Fat Girls Hiking. That was, I would think.
I mean, what is it?
I mean, it's a book, right?
And so he put that up on
X. Yeah.
So I got to see what that looks like.
Yeah, you can find it on X. I don't think Steven's going to put it up.
Wow. I mean, it's a book that's written. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. It says, Fat Girls Hiking, an inclusive guide to getting outdoors at any size or ability. Which reminds me of the book that Artie Lang wrote called Too Fat to Fish, which I think is what his uncle told him when he was a young kid.
I mean, so it's fat girls hiking, but it could be fat guys hiking as well.
Yeah.
Is there a companion book?
I don't see.
Fat guys and fat girls getting together in the woods?
I don't see that book. But Who Pooped in the Park?
the fat girl. I don't see that.
Eddie, where's your next hiking destination?
Thousand Islands region of upstate New York.
Here we go. Fat girls hiking is fat activism, body liberation, and outdoor community. We want to take the shame and stigma out of the word fat and empower it. Our motto, Trails Not Scales, focuses on self-care in the outdoors. We want to create a space where fat and marginalized folks can come together in a community to create safer spaces in the outdoors.
Fat, fat, fat.
I like these fat women hikers. Like, are they experiencing big time criticism? Like, I don't.
Maybe the, I don't know.
The whole community.
Something in their own mind and the way that they see themselves or the way that they think that society sees them.
Yeah. Wow, I never thought that there was so much bullying of fat women hikers that a whole book and community would be born out of it.
Maybe it's a book that to help women to get out there and become
hikers. That makes a little more sense, you know?
Something to inspire somebody that, you know, lays around and eats yodels all day.
Yodels.
Get off your fat ass and get out there, whether you're a man or a woman.
Well, yeah, we're just saying women because of the... That's the name
of the book.
No diet talk, no weight loss talk, no body shaming. No just bigotry hiking. Of any kind.
Just hiking. Is there any discussion of what you're eating on the hike?
No. It says no diet talk.
Well, you gotta eat.
But here we go. It says if you're looking for a snack, get a Junkless Bar, which is absolutely delicious. When I go on a hike as a fat guy, I bring a bottle of water. You gotta be hydrated. And I like Fiji. Fiji's just a little better. Not a Dasani guy, never was. Poland Springs, fine. It's okay. It's fine. But more of a Fiji guy, the shape of the bottle, the whole... There's a softness to the Fiji water. And I bring a Junkless Bar, which is absolutely delicious. And I'm not... I was never a granola guy. But this Junkless Bar is amazing when I go on my fat hikes.
Jeez.
Oh, baby. All right.
You have quite the imagination, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, but this one, it was provided, you know, the gears got grinded in there with Al's book.
Yes. Well, Rainy Day in Bozeman, Montana leads him to the bookstore.
I mean, it really is amazing that, you know, the man bought a condo next to the Atlantic Ocean, the beach. It's nice 2 months out of the year here, and he decides to leave that during the nice time.
Well, it's crowded down there.
Yeah, but
nobody
still
wants to go there anymore. So crowded.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. Yeah, that was the Yogi Berra line. Yeah. Les in Rockland County. What's going on, Les?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, Les. What do you got for us?
Good. I think Al should start a book club, maybe ABC, Al's Book Club, and really put out recommendations on a periodic basis.
Yeah.
What he's reading and what we should all follow with him.
Yeah, you know what? I like that, especially with the two suggestions he had on this vacation. I think that people would, I mean, he's got a very strong following, Al. And I think that people would be very interested. You know, my wife started a book club with her mom friends and had, you know, everybody over the house and did one of those things, you know?
Yeah, well, okay.
So,
and?
No, I'm just saying that's what they did. You know, they did, it was a very, I feel like, on-brand, mom of a certain age in the suburb thing to do.
Oh, okay. Book
right?
club?
Just like a very, like a golf Sunday morning thing is for us. They had their book club.
Was it rosé all day?
Oh, of course it was. Yeah, okay. Pictures of it. Lots of pictures. I had to go out there.
A little summer in the bottle?
Yeah, summer in the bottle, of course. Yeah, the woofer, and then I'm taking the pictures. No, this angle. Now go over here, this angle.
Right.
Like my shadow.
And
my
what
face
was the book that they were discussing?
Some smut book. I don't know. It's, you know, it's all these books about... You know, it's all like fiction of a certain realm where it's either somebody, it's like a murder thing, like a thriller or you know, a Stupin romance thing.
I see.
So she goes, oh, I finished that book in 2 days.
Oh, I must have a good Stupin romance.
Yeah, she goes, you proud of me? I'm like, listen, I'll be proud of you. Pick up some nonfiction. I'll be proud of you. Then maybe you won't ask me if the thunderstorm was outdoors.
In the living room. By the way, did you see that bolt of lightning that hit the Freedom Tower?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see that.
Good
man.
Picture?
That was some picture. Yeah, it was a great picture.
I mean, I've seen pictures in the past of the Empire State Building getting hit with the lightning.
Yeah, a couple of these thunderstorms lately have been pretty brutal, man.
Massive. Absolutely massive. Victor's in Manhattan. What's going on, Victor?
What's up, Boomer? What's up, Gio?
Hey, man.
Guys, so I heard these guys trying to clean up the Villages.
Yeah.
I had to call in and let you guys know my experience with the Villages. So my mom has a house in the Villages, right? And during the pandemic, she got caught up in Spain. So I went down there to stay in the Villages, and they accepted me because my mom has the house there. Even though I'm not 55, you have to be 55 to live there. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
So I was like the young guy. I'm in my 30s. Everybody was trying to get me to bang their wife, bro. Dude, I had to fend these guys off. I'm like, dude, I don't do that stuff. I'm only here because my mom can't come. I made the biggest mistake by moving my girlfriend in, right?
Oh, my God.
So my girlfriend's like, she's 28 at the time. All these old guys are trying to bang my girlfriend. They're all trying to come on to her. They're all like, hey, I got this money. I got my millionaire. I have a Bugatti. I have a Lamborghini.
Oh,
dude. I had to get out of there. I had to get out of there before I kill somebody. Because everybody was trying to get at my girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, but then again, you were also being asked to...
You were getting propositioned yourself.
They wanted you to be a mule.
Yeah. Dude, they were trying to pay me. These guys were offering me money. They wanted to watch me bang their wives. It's crazy. That place is a cesspool.
Wow, Victor. What an incredible experience that he had. So that's the purple loofah is the...
Oh, wow. That's voyeur. Amazing. You go down there and you live in your mom's house as a 35-year-old, probably good-looking dude.
Yeah. Well, apparently, if he's getting that many offers. Wow. So, yeah. I mean, different experiences for everybody.
Exactly.
I think it's more about the 30 than his looks, to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's... I don't want to single anybody out, but there's young people who I would go down there and be... so sloppy they would not be propositioned. I'm sure Victor was, you know,
yeah, he doesn't sound like a decent guy.
He's got a girl, he's got a young girlfriend as well.
Yeah,
I mean, he sounded like he was together.
Sounds like, you know, the people in the Villages realize that, you know, they're in the back nine.
Yes,
right.
So let's try to go for it in two, even though we don't have the club.
Exactly.
Yes, that's really what they're going for. Let's try to get on there.
I mean, that's kind of the assessment that you can make with some of the phone calls that we've had this morning.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 100%. There's also people who have great experiences down there that don't get involved in that part of it.
I'm sure.
But there's certainly that part of it down there from what we hear.